parcel number 18-1211-2.005. This is the Howard Johnson, used to be owned by Keith Jaspers. And it's located at 236 Shepherd of the Hills.
No.
Or no, 236.
Let's 30278 West Iowa 76.
Okay. We've got an invert here. This is the one that sold for $800, right?
Yes.
Okay. I got that part right. This one sold for $800,000 in July of 2013. The assessor value is $3,900,000. This property has a long, tortured history. It's been the subject of litigation, and I know because I dealt with it. It's a lot of litigation regarding the construction of this property. It's about 12 or 13 people that got sued, a contractor and all the subcontractors. I'll let Jerry tell you about the property.
This property was formerly known as the Howard Johnson Hotel. It is located on a 6.11 acre site, sloping, improved with a 344 unit motel, constructed wood frame, ephes over wood frame, with covered with asphalt shingle roofs.
What year?
1994, constructed by the same property owner, so it also has the 4-foot short guest rooms, but it's in the property has 4 buildings, the lobby and breakfast room. It has 3 guest room buildings, all with elevators and an outdoor swimming pool. The assessor has the property on for the land valued at $350 a square foot, total property value of $3,900,000.
Wait just a second now. You cut me off guard here. What did you say? He's got it on at what?
The assessor has the land on at $3.50 a square foot.
Okay.
And the overall property value at $3,900,000.
Yeah, okay. There's where you... I thought you were talking about the property. He had the property on
the
it.
Land
so,
business.
Yeah.
Right. Now this property sold just shortly after the day's in. It has 423, about 100 less rooms, 80 less rooms, sold for the same price. It was in slightly better condition, and although it was being operated by the bank, they weren't doing a particularly good job. It needed all the rooms refurbished, and as well as the lobby. The previous property owner had done some work. Typically, with these EFIS motels, we see the exterior walkways sagging from the rotting wood underneath the improperly installed EFIS, but they had replaced it.
That's what the litigation was about.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that was about.
Yeah.
But now, let me get you right on this. All of that's been done?
All of that's been
yes.
And that was done.
At this point in time, it's done and over with.
Okay. That was done
before the purchase.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was in 2013, right?
July.
Right. So this sold for $825 as well.
Yes. And it was auction?
Yes.
Okay.
Same auction. It just took longer to close.
Alright.
What's that?
How many hotels were for sale at auction at that time?
These two.
Just the
same bank owned both of them. The
okay.
same previous owner. The same bank foreclosed the same previous owner and then marketed them for sale, both of them, for a year or two. And then got sick of them and decided to auction.
Alright.
see what they bring. The analysis of this, the analysis of our values is very similar to the days in. And it has the same, since it had the same sale price, you would guess it. We think that the value is the same, $800,000.
And here we are again.
Except there's no prior appraisal on this one. And I was just being candid, you know, because I wanted the board to have all the information, even though it's adverse to us. But here, I'm not aware of any prior appraisal on this one.
I understand. I appreciate it.
This one is operating, isn't it?
It is now. Yeah.
And your comparable, did you have comparables on it also as the Mount Music Inn and the
Yeah, I think I used the same
one,
sales.
Same
it's a very
sales.
Similar analysis.
Right.
Mount Music Inn, the, Lodges at the Falls, Howard Johnson,
yeah.
This one and Dixon.
The difference is going to be that this one was in a little better condition. It's got fewer rooms. It doesn't have the functional problems that the other one has.
And it's in operation.
Two buildings are open. The third building has not yet been reopened.
Now, is it the one with the elevators and the
yes.
breezeway?
Yes. Yes. Each building has elevators, which tends to equalize the rooms on the low, on the upper floors. It's the guest preferences, walk-in levels. Mm-hmm. And on a lot of properties in town, we have, just because of the terrain, we have multiple level walk-in entry. This property really doesn't. But it has elevators, so they're it's an equal.
That's why I started saying a lot of them don't have elevators.
Right.
I mean, and
right. They're expensive to put in and expensive to own.
Maintain.
Obviously, once again, I'm having trouble getting down to the $800,000 appraisal value. Especially when you said this one's, I guess, half operational or two of the four buildings, or was there four buildings?
Well, he remodeled. He's the rooms that he has opened, he has remodeled.
Okay.
So they all had 1994 beds and the all that stuff. So although he valued the FF&E slightly higher than the Days Inn, he didn't put much value in it. Typically, we might see $3,000, $2,000 or $3,000 per room on FF&E. I think he was 500 or less.
Jeff, using the comparables that they give on the Mountain Music per room, it comes out to right at 1.2, or 2.2. On that one, that's using their comps with their numbers per unit.
He's saying that when you use the Mount Music comps.
He's using this. Only half of it is operational.
Is it three?
How many rooms do you say?
344 rooms.
But how many are available?
Right now he has two of the three buildings open. If you look back at the initial online reviews of the property, they were not pleasant. So back when he bought it, it was not in as good a condition as it is now, and as you're seeing on his website. He went through and got rid of all the old CRT TVs, replaced mattresses, furniture, carpeting, all that stuff. So he spent a bunch of money on it after he bought it.
Jerry, when you looked at the sale price per room of Mount Music, and what did you base your adjustments on?
How many rooms
is
available? Is that what
it has? It has an indoor pool and interior corridor, so sub 2 plus
operational.
It's smaller.
1.4.
That doesn't mean the other rooms won't
Don't
have value, because he'll work on them also to get them open. But I was just going off of their comps.
I was asking Jerry about the adjustments that he made and the per room price on the Mount Music sale to get down to where it was. And
basically, the differences between those two properties is the Mountain Music Inn has, it was basically an exterior corridor motel, and then a little bit later, they built another building that had interior corridors and an indoor pool. So this has no indoor pool, no interior corridors, and smaller rooms. So it's not as good in terms of amenities and quality, so we made a downward adjustment for that. And then the big thing is the number of rooms. If you look at the graph that I put together on economic obsolescence, you see how much more obsolescent these two properties are than the other properties that are between 100 and 150 rooms.
So at some point in time on your graph, the value per room is just zero?
I don't think it goes to zero, but, you know, economic obsolescence adds up. You're down at below 20% or 24% at the lower end, and then these end up being in the between 45% and 50%. So it's just the number of rooms. The buyers in the market are afraid of a limited service property that with this number of rooms. That's the reason that he got these for $825,000.
Let me ask you a question. You said the inside corridor is in which, they're not all inside corridor?
No, this is all exterior corridor.
You were talking about the Music Inn, right?
Yeah, Mountain Music Inn is what.
I thought you said one of these had...
No, the three buildings I think are identical. Exterior corridor, three or four levels, three on one side, four on the other, with elevators.
You said it was worth less than the Mountain Music Inn because of...
Because of the interior corridors and indoor pool at the Mountain Music Inn, this with exterior corridors and exterior pool is worth less per room. You adjust it downward.
Does it have exterior elevators?
No.
Well, then how do you...
It's a feeling of security for guests. Guests prefer indoor corridors, so they can charge higher rates. Tends to equal a higher value. So when you're comparing the two, you make a downward adjustment to the one that's a better quality, which would be the Mountain Music Inn, because of that one building. I know these numbers are hard to swallow, but here's what's going to happen. When the value of motels finally gets right, and they're all right, we'll start to see these numbers increase because their bottom line will increase. All the money that they save on taxes goes directly to their net income. And if it's $30,000, you're looking at $300,000 or $400,000 in value. So as we get these closer to right, we'll start to see the values on all the properties go up. It's just that so many of them have been so high for so long because we're only doing the cost approach and we're not considering all of the obsolescence that is on that's associated with these properties.
Commercial property in general is bought and sold based on its ability to produce income, and when they see those numbers, it just spooks buyers.
Chuck, any thoughts on this one?
Really?
Let's see. What's this? I see a BOE referenced, I guess, 2011?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it went through BOE in 2011.
The only problem I'm having with it is the part that's not being used. I mean, if it's not improved as much as the other two units are, from
well, you're talking about now versus
2001st of
the first of, yeah
13
at the first of 13, none of it had been remodeled. Now two buildings are open that he's remodeled.
Out of the 344, how many rooms?
A third of them.
230. Two-thirds.
Yeah.
Two-thirds.
Yeah.
Well, if we gave those a value of 5,000, gave the 114 rooms that's not being used a value of 3,000, we're up to just shy of the 1.5 million. If you're taking an average, it's 4,800 roughly. Excuse me,
4,300. That's almost
point.
Double the sale price.
1.5. Is that what you said, Brandon? 1.5?
That's at 4,360 a room across the board. Or at roughly 5,000 for two-thirds of them and 3,000 for 1.5.
That's what I had in down.
That's what you had. That's what you were talking about, Jeff. Mm-hmm. If you guys, I mean, I'm having problems with trying to figure the value on the third room, even though it wasn't in use at the time. But I'm right with you on what you're coming up with there. Mm-hmm.
I'd make that in a form of motion.
1.5.
1.5 for BOA number ending in 108.
Second.
Or wait.
107.
107.
Yeah. Second.
Motion's made and second to establish the valuation of BOA number 2014-107 and $1,500,000. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you. If the board's ready to move on, I've
yes.
got 2014-108. This is another property owned by Golden Touch LLC, doing business as the Angel Inn, 2350 Green Mountain Drive. Sitting on 3.49 acres, 113 rooms. The assessor's value is currently $2,577,000, and Mr. Jeske's appraisal is at $1,540,000. Did you change that one?
Just look at the cost.
That's the cost approach. The overall value, $1,450,000, and then I'll let him tell you about the property.
I'm going to take your appraisal and make it into a motion. If that's all right, before you explain anything about the property, because we're taking.
What's the amount of the appraisal value?
$1,450,000.
And there's just 113 rooms?
Right.
Can we have a picture of the motel? Is it the
yes.
same stick?
Yes.
Stick base and all that kind of?
Yes.
When you talk about the same owners, when you go to Golden Touch and you talk about the stick buildings and all that, I just assumed that it was, so.
Yeah, this was not built by the same guy that built the Days and the Howard Johnson. This was built by somebody else. It's formerly a Hampton Inn. But it's still, it has wood frame construction, exterior corridors. It does have an indoor swimming pool and breakfast room that is suitable for the property. No meeting rooms.
Did you make that a motion?
I made that a motion.
I'll second that.
Motion is made and seconded to establish the valuation of BOE number 2014108 at $1,450,000. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you. If Chair's ready to proceed, I've got 109 on your list. Yeah. Bramo Hospitality LLC, also known as the Branson Towers Hotel at 236 Shepherd of the Hills, sits on 6.5 acres, 205 rooms. The assessor's value is $4,486,000, and Mr. Jeske's value is $2 million even.
Five
rooms, mid-scale hotel.
Is that a picture of it there?
Yes.
This is the one that's all the way down by, 248?
It's the one at the edge of your top of the hill on the right-hand side?
Yes.
Just have whippersnappers in it, is that right?
Yes.
Does it have the restaurant in it?
Restaurant has been converted to a breakfast room.
Okay.
It was a small restaurant anyway, and it had no other breakfast room. So they converted it just to full-time breakfast room.
All right.
Built in 1993.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wood frame, vinyl, sorry, aluminum sided. I thought it was vinyl, but it's aluminum.
Does that change your raise value?
No, it still looks like vinyl. Indoor corridor. It's got an indoor pool and a separate building in the center of the courtyard of the building. It's built in a square. It does have some excess site area, but there is an undescribed ingress-egress easement over that excess site area. It could be anywhere on the property to the water tower. That's shown half up there.
Jerry, tell me again what your appraisal came in at.
$2 million.
Even?
Yes.
You said there was 205 rooms?
Yes.
205, yes.
That's on 6.5 acres.
6.51.
It's an operation, and it's
it was operating at the time of the appraisal.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
It had been mostly renovated. The rooms are in good condition.
It's a better quality than what you have been presenting to us, I suppose, the state.
But the big difference between this one and the others that had been the Amaze Inn and the Angel Inn is its location. It's a pretty poor location. It's well away from the Strip. It was built there when Wayne Newton was in the theater there, and after Wayne moved, most of that area really became a lot less desirable by the market. So,
Jerry, have you got a sense of what interior corridor comparables adds to it. You've got a comparable property with interior instead of exterior.
Not off the top of my head. I was trying to think what the... I would guess somewhere between 20 and maybe 50%. I mean, it could be quite a bit. There's a lot to compare, because typically the interior corridor motels are better quality than the exterior ones. So, you know, it's typically more than just that one single thing.
Gentlemen, you've got a number to work with. I've got 2.255. So, Jerry, it's not that far off of my consideration of it, but I think they have new asphalt and everything on the parking lot. And I was out there last year.
You don't have very many cars there.
That's taking a while.
Proves my location theory. Check.
There's leaves on the trees, which show that it's slow in the summer.
We're getting pretty good.
The leaves are always on those cedar trees.
Thank you all. We're getting pretty good.
This is close to the...
I wonder why the tower got the photo like that.
It's two passes. One it got cut off.
It's an alien spacecraft.
It must have not been on one, and they overlaid them.
That other parking lot you see, is that, that's not...
The upper right-hand corner, yeah. That's the theater.
That's part of show, or Kirby and Bertie's old, yeah.
Yeah. No thoughts?
Not to help you any, I don't imagine this. My gut seems that this property is, even though it is off, like you said, it seems to be more accepted or whatever. It's just a gut feeling I got that, I don't know, maybe because they had the restaurant in there for a while or something.
Well, this was another property he bought out of foreclosure, so...
I'm going to make the motion for 2,255,000 dollars.
Second.
Motion's made and second to establish the value of BOE number 2014-109 at 2,255,000. Discussion.
Did you say he bought this out of foreclosure too? Yeah. What was the sales price? I don't know that number off the top of my head. I think it was like 2010, so it's kind of off my radar for this report. Otherwise, I'd have it in here. Okay.
It's 11,000. Yeah. What do you want to know?
Discussion, gentlemen, on the motion. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you very much. I think that completes what I have today. I want to repeat my gratitude to the board for the scheduling convenience, for having us all here in Chuck. And the board was consistent. We can't ask for anything more than that. So, gentlemen, have a good day.
Thank you, Russ. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
You didn't have the last one for the day?
No. Nope,
we got one 3:30.
We could give you a bonus if you'll take the last
one. Yeah,
I think they call that malpractice. So.
Jerry, you want to handle this last one here?
No, thanks. It is my office, though, by the way. Oh, yeah. It's not my property, but I rent there. Yeah.
You've got a dog in that fight, but I don't.
Yeah.
careful. We could look into motions for reconsideration. Thank you, guys.
I have a survey that Dave's in that you guys, so you guys can correct your the site. Your size is a little bit off.
Oh, let's stay in the recess.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good to see you all. Thank you. See